The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th canto, 9th chapter, text number 8, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on February 28, 1977, in Mayapur, India.
Sri Parabhupada, Brahmadaya Suragana, Munayuta Siddhya. Sattvaikatanagatayu vachasam prabhahai naradhitam purganai raghunati pitru kim tushtamarhati sami pari rugrajati. So, ugrajati means demonic family, passionate, ugra. There are three qualities within this material world. Therefore, it is said, gunavai, daivihi yesa gunavai. Gunavai means three gunas. Three modes of materialism. Sattva-gun, Raja-gun, and Tama-gun. So, our mind is jumping. Everyone knows the nature of the mind. Sometimes accepting one thing, again rejecting it. Sankalpa vikalpa. This is the quality of the mind, or nature of the mind. Sometimes the mind is jumping over satogun, sometimes on the rajogun, sometimes on the tamogun. In this way, we are getting different types of mentality. In this way, at the time of death, the mentality which is just at the moment of leaving this body will carry me to a different body of satogun, rajogun, tamogun. This is a way of transmigration of the soul. Therefore, we have to train up the mind until we get the another body. That is the art of living. So if you train up your mind simply to think of Krishna, then you are safe. Otherwise, there is chance of accident. So, Prahlad Maharaj, although he does not belong to this platform of mental speculation, he is nitya-siddha. Savai mana krishna padaravindaya. Practice this. Very simple thing. Krishna is here, we see the deity daily, and see the lotus feet of Krishna. Fix up your mind in that way, then you are safe. Very simple thing. Ambarish Maharaj, he was also a great devotee. He was king, very responsible person, politics, but he practiced in such a way that he fixed up his mind on the lotus feet of Krishna. So, Mahadevana Gata Sapantha, We can learn Krishna consciousness perfectly well if we follow Sri Mahajan. Mahajan is a great personality who are devotees of the Lord. They are called Mahajan. Jana means person. Just like in ordinary way, in India, a person is called Mahajan who is very rich. So this Mahajan means one who is rich in devotion and service. He is called Mahajan. Mahajana Jena Vatasya Pantha. So we have got Ambarish Maharaj, we have got Prajat Maharaj, there are many, many kings, Yudhishthir Maharaj, Parikshit Maharaj, they are others here. So Krishna consciousness actually, it is meant for very great personalities. Imam vivasati rūgaṁ prattavāna avambayam vivasyāṁ manave prāho manūrthātavindvam evaṁ param prātātvam imam rājarishayo vidhu. Actually, śāstra is not for the lower class, for highly learned brahmanas and highly elevated kshatriyas. And the vaishyas and the shudras, they are not expected to become very learned in śāstra, but being directed by proper brahmana and kshatriya, they are also perfect. The first class, munayo, as it is said, sattaita kāna gatayu munayo. Great sages, generally, great sages mean brahmana, vaiṣṇava. They are situated on the satogon by devotional service. Rather, samagon cannot touch nastra prayesu abhadreshu nityam bhagavata sriyoya. Bhadra and all, good and bad. So, the rajagon and tamagon is bad, and satagon is good. If we are situated, as it is said, sattvaigatānagatayo, if we are always situated on the satagon, then everything is clear to you. Satagon means prakāsa. Everything is clear, full knowledge. And rajagon is not clear. The example is given just like wood. There is fire, but the first symptom of fire, wood, you will find smoke. When you set fire in the wood, first comes a smoke. First comes wood, then smoke, then fire. And from fire, when you engage the fire for fire sacrifice, that is ultimate. Everything coming from the same source, from earth, the wood is coming, from wood, the smoke is coming, from smoke, the fire is coming, And fire, when engaged in fire sacrifice, saha, then it is proper use of fire. If one stays in the wood platform, that is completely created. When one stays in the smoke platform, there is little light. When one is staying in fire platform, there is full light, and when the light is engaged in Krishna self, there is good. We have published that. So Prahlad Maharaj is Vaishnava. Vaishnava qualification is Trinadupi Sunitena Tarurupi Sahishnuna Amarina Madhadena Kirtanirata. Vaishnava is always humble, meek and humble. That is Vaishnava. Vaishnava is powerful, but it still he is very meek and humble. Where is the sign? Prahlad Maharaj is so qualified that immediately Lord Rishambhadev put his hand on the head. My dear child, he has suffered so much. Now be pacified. This is Prahlad Maharaj's position. Immediately accepted by the Lord. But he is thinking, I am so low born in the family of passionate family, Ugrajat. He is not proud that now Nrisimhadev has touched my head. Who is like me? I am the greatest person. This is not Vaishnava. Sanatana Goswami, when he approached Caitanya Mahaprabhu, he presented himself neech jati, neech karma, neech sangha. I am born a very low-based family and my duties are also very low-based. And my association also very low. Sanatana Goswami was born in a very respectable Brahmana family. But because he accepted the service of Mohammedan king, actually he lost his old Brahminical culture. He did not lose, but superficially it appeared, because he was mixing with the Mahavatam, eating with them, feeding with them, talking with them. But he gave up. Katta tu namate samandala padhidane sadatut. He understood what I am doing. I am committing suicide. Janiya suniya guso khainu. Rakamdas Thakur says, I am taking poison. Unknowingly one may take poison. But if knowingly one takes poison, that is very difficult. So Rakamdas Thakur says, Hari Hari Vifale Janama Bhai. Manushya janama paiya, Radha Krishna Rama diya, janiya suniya dusha khai. So, we are trying to preach this Krishna consciousness movement all over the world. But still, the people do not take to this Krishna consciousness movement. Then he is drinking poison, going. He is drinking poison. That's a fact. It is not that we are imagining something, theorizing. the cardinal framework.
Yes,
it is framework. It is all the dirty things, stools, are there in the brain, and we are trying to wash them. That is all. Sindhadam sapata krishna punya sarana pitama riddantasya avadrani vidhunati sri sada. The vidhunati, this word is there. Vidhunati means washing. As you are hearing the message of Srimad Bhagavatam or Bhagavad Gita, the process is vidhunati washing. Actually it is brainwashing. But for good, washing is not bad. These youngsters do not know. They are thinking, so you are making me purified, or you are very dangerous. This is it. Mukhaya Pudesha hi Pratupaya Matanda. If you are a rascal, if you give good advice, he becomes that. Mukhaya Pudesha hi Pratupaya Matanda. Already, Payapanam Bhujanganam Kevalam Bhujavadhanam. It's less quality. Man is very dangerous. Janaka Upanishad says, sarpa krura phala krura sarpata kuratara phala manto sadhuvasa sarpa phala kena nivara. There are two envious living entities. One is a snake, black snake. And one is a human being with the quality of black snake. He cannot see any good thing. Sarpakrula. The snake is envious without any fault. He bites. His mate is there on the street, and if you happen to pass by him, he becomes so angry, immediately he bites. This is the snake's nature. Similarly, there are persons like the snake. Without any fault, they will appear. They are also snake. But Kanaka Upanishad said that this black snake is less harmful than the man snake. Why? That this black snake, by chanting some mantra about some herb, you can bring him under your control. But this man snake, you cannot. It is not possible. So, there will be. This Hiranyakashipu is also described by Prahlad Maharaj as a snake. When Nrisimhadev is so angry, so he will say later on that Modeta Sadhurati Vishtita Sarpahatya. My Lord, you were very much angry on my father. Now he's finished. So there is no more reason for your remaining angry. Be pacified. Nobody is unhappy for killing my father. Be sure. So there is no cause of anger. These demigods, Rama, Brahma and others, they are all your servants. I am also your servant. So now, the envious snake is killed, everyone is happy. So he gave this example that Modi to sadhu rupi mistikasapko hetya. Sadhu, a saintly person, never liked killing of any living being. They are not happy even a small ant is killed. They are not happy. Why? And what to speak of others? Even a small ant. Paradukha dukhi, it may be an ant, insignificant. But at the time of death, he has suffered. A Vaishnava is unhappy. Why? An ant is killed. This is paradukha dukhi. But such Vaishnava is happy when a snake, when a scorpion is killed. Modesa sadhurapi vishtikasa prahatya. So, everyone is happy when a snake or a scorpion is killed, because they are very, very dangerous. Without any form, they bite and create havoc. So, there are these snake-like persons, they are envious about our movement, and they are opposing. That is the nature. Prahlad Maharaj also was opposed by his father for the sake of others. These things will happen, but we should not be disappointed, as Prahlad Maharaj never became disappointed, although you are teased in so many ways. You are also attacked with poison. You are thrown among the serpents, and you are thrown from the hills. You are put under the feet of elephants. In so many ways. That Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has instructed us that do not be disappointed. Be tolerant more than the tree. Concerning meek and humble more than the grass. This things will happen. In one life, if we execute our Krishna consciousness attitude, even there is suffering with it little, don't mind. Go on with Krishna consciousness. Don't be disappointed or hopeless. Even there is some trouble. That is encouraged by Krishna in Bhagavad Gita. Āgamopāyina nitya tāngati dikhaśtavā. My dear Arjuna, even if you feel some pain, this bodily pain, it comes and goes. Nothing is permanent. You don't care for these things. What you can do? This is the instruction of Krishna. Prahlad Maharaj is the practical example. And our duty is to follow the footprints of such persons, like Prahlad Maharaj. Now Prahlad Maharaj, such an exalted personality, the authority, he is so humble. He said, Kinto tumar hati same hari yukriyate. I am born in a very ferocious family. Certainly, I have inherited the quality of my father and my family, demonic family. And persons like Lord Brahma and others, demigods, they could not satisfy the Lord. And what I shall do? But now, things like that. Vaishnava Prahlad Maharaj, although he is transcendental, nitya-siddha, his thinking identifies himself with his self. That's why Haridas Thakur. Haridas Thakur was not entering in the Jagannath temple. The same thing 500 years ago. They did not allow anyone except Hindus in the Jagannath temple. The same thing is still going on. But Haridas Thakur never by force entered. He thought himself, yes, a low-grade person, born in low-grade family, why should I the pujaris and others who are directly engaged to Jagannath? No. Sanatana Goswami, he did not go near the temple gate. He thought himself, by touching me, the pujaris will be impure, better I cannot go. But Jagannath himself was coming to see him daily. This is the position of the devotee. Devotee is very humble. But to prove the devotee's quality, the Lord takes care. Kodeya pradhyani dhani bhaktakaran. So it will always depend on Krishna's assurance. In any circumstances, any dangerous position, Krishna, avasya rakti ve Krishna vishyatapa. This is surrender. Surrender means, one of the items is full faith in Krishna. That in execution of my devotional service, there may be so many dangers, but because I have taken shelter of Krishna's lotus feet, I am safe. This faith must be strong. Samasitadi padaparlavam bravam mahatpadam punna jatobudai. Bhavan buddhi vatsa padama parama padama 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 jadipudana radhisa. Padama padama jadipudana radhisa. Vipudana means dangerous position. Padama padama, every state in this material world. Radhisa, not for the devotee. Padama padama jadipudana. This is the one Bhagavatam. Even from literary point of view, so is that. So Prahlad Maharaj replied, Kaviraj Goswami, he is writing Chaitanya Charitamrita and presenting himself, he said, Purisel ki thaitre munise lohisha, jagai madhai thaitre munise papisha. More than Jai Vai Tarpunna Kha. Like this. The author of Chaitanya Charitamrita, he presents himself the lighter than the one in his tomb. Purise ki saite munise lohi. And in Chaitanya Lila, Jagai Madhai, two brothers are supposed to be must think for him. But he was also, they were also delivered. Kaviraj Goswami said, I am more sinful than the Jagai Madhai. Jagai Madhai Vaishya Munita Padre. More naam jai loya kar punna kho. I am so low that if somebody takes my name, whatever little fire, action is there, he is lost. It is very difficult. And Sanatana Goswami presenting himself, means jati, means karma, means sama. They are not artificial. The Vaishnava actually thinks that. That is Vaishnava. He is never proud of, and just opposite number of, I am God with, I am God with. still required to me. So I am so weak, I am so weak, and that is the thing. So we have to learn the Ramakrishna Kingdom, follow the Krishna Kingdom, and follow the footprints of Prahlada Maharaj, and then surely we shall be accepted by making our way to Krishna without any failure. Thank you very much.